Cork Camogie coach Sean Crimmin, congratulations on a job well done.
Thanks very much. Oh, no, great, no, delighted. Massive achievement and over the moon, really, that's all I can say. Never thought I'd get a chance being Croke Park and to win an All Ireland now at this stage of my career. I'm absolutely delighted. And
you're an All Ireland winning coach. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. Kind of, it's my first one at the highest level. I kind of had a couple of fresher B ones in college, though. Kind of a couple with the Cork underage teams in recent times. But I know to kind of have a senior one though at the CV at a young age is something I'm kind of proud of, really. And it's looking kind of still, I wouldn't say I'm in shock, but kind of hasn't really sunk in yet. And I kind of looked just delighted. And look, kind of, it was a challenge. And kind of, I wasn't there last year, so for me to comment on it would be wrong, but kind of they did lose a lot of players, and kind of it was almost a new team and a new coaching staff to a certain extent. And look, it was a massive challenge ahead of us, but look, we won the All-Ireland. And I don't know how we did it really, but we managed to do it, and kind of that's about the fact of it.
Well, you were one of the new changes in Paddy's backroom team this year, so when you came in, I mean, like, how hands-on is your role as coach, and in terms of working with Paddy, how does it work?
So it's my main role to kind of actually be in training and on the pitch, you know, kind of that's where my most involvement will come in. It's kind of Paddy as manager, he wouldn't do as much coaching, and he said he used to do it before a lot when he first took the job on, but now he's kind of more focused on managing the team and kind of delegating the training around stuff to other fellas. So myself, Wesley O'Brien, and Kevin Mulcahy came on board this year, and so yeah, we kind of, he gave us a lot of responsibility really, like, and there was great communication between the whole lot of us. Again, as I said in the paper the other day, like, it was very much a team effort, like, we all worked together, we were communicating, whether it was through messages on WhatsApp or whatever, like, the kind of how we organise training, how we plan training, how we put the whole thing together. And this was kind of, that was kind of my role really. It was kind of mainly on the training, it was kind of a match day. Like, you saw me out today, I was up in the pitch very early organising the warm, kind of, I wasn't exactly in the dressing room talking to the players, and kind of, well, I was up in the stand watching the game, I wasn't up and down the line roaring and shouting. The kind of, I was more specifically watching the game and watching what Galway were doing, did it make any significant changes that we needed to look at. So like, that was my main role this year, and okay, look, it was a different experience. It was great to be involved in such a professional setup, you know, kind of, it was totally different to what I'd been involved in before. And look, we got the result at the end, we got the reward. So it's great.
And Sean, we always ask players and you know how it feels going through the match and the full time whistle. What did it feel like for you? Because the amount of time you put in is just as much,
yeah,
as the players.
It's kind of like we were ahead with maybe what, 2 or 3 minutes to go, and our lead started to get a bit bigger. The kind of subs stood up with maybe a minute to go, thinking it was all over, but in my experience there's nothing over until the final whistle, so I was kind of still on edge until the final whistle went. But look, when the final whistle went, it was just delight really. Because look, but the thing about, like, I think a lot of coaches, they kind of, they get caught up in themselves and they think it's about them. Like, it's not about me. No, it's not about me at all. It's not about Paddy. It's not about the other coaches. It's about the players. It's about the team. And like, I know we have a job to do, and we obviously helped the players to win the All-Ireland. But like, when the final whistle goes, it's their moment really. Like, kind of, they get the credit and they deserve the credit, because no matter what a coach or no matter what a manager does, it's realistically out of your control when the ball gets thrown in. You can make a change, you can see a change, you can see something that's going on, but it's about the players out on the pitch. And once they've been given the right directives and the right roles to do, once they carry those out, the responsibilities is there. So, yeah, like, look, I was obviously delighted when the final whistle went, and all the management team were, like, we felt that we achieved something special, really. And kind of, like, some people have said it was a better All-Ireland than last year. I can't comment on that because I wasn't there. But it was, I know, it was great. And, like, as I said, I feel like I've accomplished something, but at the end of the day, it's the players win these things. The players do the business out in the pitch, and they deserve 90% of the credit, if you ask me.
Well, the backroom team collectively deserve an awful lot of credit too, of course, and you individually. Well done, and congratulations.
Thanks very much. Oh, no. As I said, no, that's great. And look, it's great to win the All-Ireland. Never thought I'd get a chance to be in Croke Park. To be there today and to win All-Ireland is something I'll remember for a long, long time. So that's very good. Delighted.
Perfect. All right, now we're talking to a man that gets an awful lot of credit in Cork's winning performances, their performance analyst. Niall, I suppose, first of all, explain to us what your job is.
In the traditional form, I suppose you call it the statsman, but I suppose it's evolved more from that. I review the videos, and I also do the in-game and post-game analysis. So as such, it's the stats. So you'll be looking at different forms of the game. You split it down based on turnovers, shots on goal, bits and pieces like that. And you're supposed to get a clear picture of the game. So that's what I kind of do more or less through the game, giving information to the guys, Paddy, etc. And then from there in post-game, I just analyse both the teams, players, oppositions, etc. That's...
So, yeah, because Paddy paid credit to you in his post-match interview, saying, you know, you had the homework done on Galway. Like, you knew how to attack them, I suppose, or how to set up against them.
Yeah, and I suppose, like, any game has evolved, I suppose, a lot more over in recent years, where you know, the video analysis comes into it big time. And we did have a lot of homework. We had an extreme amount of homework done in Galway. And thankfully it paid off. And thankfully the few things that we had pinpointed worked out to our benefit. So I suppose, absolutely, I suppose the credit does need to go to not just myself, but to all the management team, that when they got the information, that they worked on it. So from Wesley, Sean, Kevin, you know, Paulie, etc., like, they all were outstanding, like, taking the information, appreciating and working with it.
Yeah, because as you said, like, it's gotten so important in the game, and yeah. Galway will be criticised a little bit for not knowing how to counteract it during the game, and possibly not knowing how to nullify your threats today.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's a difficult position for Galway to be in. Like, you have to feel firm. You know, there's the ecstasy of winning, but there's also, unfortunately, there has to be a loser. And Galway had a great year. They're undefeated up to the All-Ireland final. So, of course, they would have to do their review. Like, we did our review in certain situations during the year. And I suppose that's what probably wronged us as a stronger team, both the players and the management. Like, we understood, I suppose, the times where we were going right and, I suppose, the times where we were going wrong. We moved on from there. And unfortunately, Galway don't get a second chance after today. But sure, you'd hope and you'd wish them the best for next year to come on. And, you know, hopefully that they can win a title in years to come. Yeah, more or less.
And how long have you been involved with the Cork Seniors at this stage?
And this is my second year. So
second year and second win.
Second year and second win, yeah. I am considering retirement at the moment. I go undefeated and all that. But yeah, it's been a joy to work with the players, work with the manager, work with Paulie and all that. Like, so, you know, it's been mutually exclusive, as such you'd say. Like, I've learned a lot from them, and I suppose it's been very enjoyable. It's very, very enjoyable. And then again, when you get to the position that you can work with elite athletes and you can work, you know, you're performing in September in Croke Park, like, as a GA person, where else would you want to be?
Exactly, but the three in a row now, as a management team, you have that prospect no more than the players, so you'll surely be considering staying on to try and grab that.
I suppose, like I mentioned earlier, like, after every game we review things, and I suppose we'll review a lot of things, but I think for the rest of the day and maybe for the rest of the week, we'll enjoy this, we'll celebrate it well, because I think it's very important. When you lose, you need to review, but when you win, you need to actually celebrate it too, to appreciate, you know, the hard work and the effort that's gone into it. So, like you say, we'll see what comes. We'll see what the future will see.
Enjoy every minute of the celebrations. Well done.
And thanks very much for all the support during the year.
No.